Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Pam Danziger, president of Unity Marketing, unitymarketingonline.com. That's where you can find the research that we're talking about. I encourage you to go there and find it in her media center of her website. It's called Retail's Future in 9 Demographic Trends. We're talking about, we didn't get all 9 of them, but we covered most of them. Pam, I want you, thanks again for bringing this important information to us. I want to move over and talk about who's working and who's not. What's going on there?
Okay, well, women are, you know, after a period of women really entering the workforce, today they are more likely to be stepping away from the workforce.
Really?
And what's interesting is millennial women, you know, and I think it might be because their mothers were all working, and millennial women, when they have children and they're having fewer of them and they're waiting till later in life to have them, they're tending to stop working for a time and spend time raising children. So that is an important demographic trend because it means there is less income in those households. And, you know, they're losing that economic force, their position in the economy.
You know, Pam, one of the things that I've said about millennials for a long time now, and I consider myself to be a little bit of an expert on these folks because I've been around them a lot. I've hired a bunch of them. I've employed a bunch of them. I've managed a bunch of them, led a bunch of them. And for the last, you know, almost 20 years. And the first thing I say about them is, number one, they're probably the best human beings we've ever raised. And the reason is because they're the most unpretentious generation that I've ever been around. Now, when you're unpretentious, when you're unpretentious, that also means that you are not materialistic as much.
Right.
If you're not materialistic, that has something to do with whether they're going to be a prospect for your business, folks. And I think that's and that says something. And what you said about the young women not working, if they're not materialistic, they're willing to you know to have what they have and not want
that's
more.
That's right. Well, yeah, that's what they're trading off. You know, they're trading off higher incomes for quality of life. And that, and in many ways, you know, the millennials are very traditional. I think we tend to look at millennials and because of their cell phone behavior and, you know, access to computers. And I mean, there are some really distinct differences about them, but they really are very traditional. These are children that are of all young people. The millennials are my children. That's the baby boomers gave birth to this millennial generation. So many of them were impacted by divorce and so on, which is, And that's one of the reasons I think that the millennials are not marrying as young as previous generations.
Or at all.
You've
already reported that more of them are going it alone, not marrying at all. I mean, and this is a huge demographic
They don't
shift.
Want to go through that trauma when they know it's not going to work. So they're really looking for that. They're looking for a much more traditional lifestyle.
And so, folks, instead of being judgmental about them, which I have been guilty of, you need to think about where does my business fit in with all that? This might be a time. Maybe this research that Pam has will either confirm or give you some ideas on how to shift your product line, to shift your pricing, to shift your value proposition. What do you think, Pam?
Well, I think so. I think that it's really important to keep your eyes on. I mean, number one is to focus on the consumer and who they are and what they value, and position yourself around those new value needs. And
another piece that you have in here, Pam, is more phones, fewer cars. I asked somebody the other day, what do you think the future of cars is? And they said, oh, electric, self-driving, partial ownership. And I said, how about no cars?
Right. Right. Well, that impacts where these millennials want to live. They want to live in urban areas where they have access to public transportation. When they need to access a car, they can use a Zip car. And so it's about access, not about ownership.
Right.
And we're going to, and more of them are renting because, again, they're making those decisions that I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to own because those possessions own me.
Right.
I want, you know, to have access when I need it. But it's
That's
not
right.
about owning things and having yeah. things. And to your point, being materialistic.
Pam, good job with this research. Folks, it's at unitymarketingonline.com. You'll be smarter when you go
yeah.
there, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Pam, good job with all this, and thanks for being here today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. It's so good to talk to you.
Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Pam joined us. And so we did. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.